Another thing about this patterns of care study in terms of first-line therapy was the elderly. And we compared a 65-year-old patient to an 85-year-old patient. And when it got to that 85, it was amazing. There's like five or six choices that are almost equal. I mean, you imagine this patient going to five or six oncologists and maybe getting a bunch of different opinions. So there's a lot of differences in how people approach older patients, clearly less therapy in general. How do you approach those kinds of patients? So what do you think about this heterogeneity we're seeing?
Yeah, I think part of that may be they're just different 85-year-olds out there. I mean, there's some that coming off the golf course and look great, and others who are much more frail have many more comorbidities. So,
although we did kind of say this would be a patient who's a healthy 85-year-old.
Well, I think it's all part of the swing in the pendulum of the treatment of metastatic colon cancer. I think at the same ASCO, on the one hand, you're seeing presentations of full Fox Erie, so giving everything right from the beginning, showing a benefit. And then the Dutch on the other side are saying, what's your hurry? Give CAPE first, then give a little of this and a little of that, and you still have the same survival. So you might have more of a bias in the 85-year-old to say, what's my hurry? The worst thing I can do is cause a big toxicity. Whereas in the younger patient, you think they'll be able to weather that storm a little better. But, you know, I think if you had an 85-year-old who had a big liver met that you said, if I get that thing down, I might even go to RF or resect, then I bet you'd see a shift in practice patterns.
It was interesting, too, thinking back to the think tank. Rich Goldberg presented a really interesting scenario of a patient, I think it was 92, with multiple positive nodes, and he just couldn't bring himself to do anything. And then 6 months later, he said, quote, I was using the same therapy, but this time I wasn't treating with curative intent. Yeah. And just kind of bring up the issue that, you know, if patients are going to be around for 2-3 years and they have a high-risk tumor, most likely, if they don't have any comorbidity, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, exactly right. If they're not going to die of something else in the next 3 to 5 years, it's worth it. Try it. I'd rather give them a few months of that than none at all.